Keeper, The Morphid Chronicles, Volume 1. Written by Ingrid Seymour. Narrated by Lisa Angelini. Chapter 1. Greg Papilio wanted many things, and most of what his heart desired hinged on his impending metamorphosis. Today, though, all he wanted was to pass the trig test that lay in front of him. But to his mounting horror, it didn't look like that was going to happen. He stared at the page. This final was kicking his butt. He hadn't even managed to get past the first few questions. A drop of sweat slid off his forehead and splattered onto the paper, forming a gray circle. He wiped a hand across his brow and looked at his watch. Only 30 minutes left? What? That was it? Where had the last couple of hours gone? His mind was hazy, his vision blurry. Greg shook his head, trying to dispel the dreamlike state that clouded his thoughts. Suddenly, he felt as if piranha teeth were biting the back of his neck. A shiver made his skin prickle. He straightened with a jolt and put a hand to the base of his neck. His fingers tentatively traveled down each vertebrae. Something bumpy and oozing blistered under his touch. Oh, shit! Not exam jitters. How stupid he was to confuse the symptoms with nerves. He had to get out of here. Now.
Are you done, Mr. Papilio?
The teacher asked, when Greg stood up to leave. He shook his head.
No. No, I think I'm sick.
He croaked out in a hoarse voice. Greg crumpled up his exam, stuffed it in his pocket, and wobbled out of the classroom under the disapproving stare of the teacher and the whispers of his classmates. He staggered out to the school parking lot. Holding a hand to his roiling stomach, he started walking the short 2 blocks home. The backpack grew heavier on his back as he weakened. His head pounded, and his joints felt as if they would come unglued.
Please, let me make it home. Please.
The sun scorched the pavement. Cicadas made a racket in the nearby trees. Greg felt as if they were inside his cranium, their calls echoing between his temples. With each step, his feet sent a jolt of pain through him. They dragged, hurting like hell, as if someone had smashed his toes with a hammer. Sheer will carried him to his front yard. He slid the backpack off his shoulders and let it dangle. He dragged it by one strap and stumbled toward the porch, legs weakening, every ounce of strength slipping away. Moisture slid down his forehead in rivulets, a grimy mixture of sweat and New Orleans humidity. His stomach lurched, and a loud burp escaped his half-opened mouth. Even through the pain, he winced at the smell. His breath was foul, like meat left out to spoil. Greg abandoned the backpack on the plush lawn. He staggered forward, covering the remaining distance. His shoulder slammed against the front door, sending excruciating pain across his back, through the telltale swelling at the base of his neck. Opening the door took all he had left in him. The key shook in his hand, and the keyhole danced from left to right as he tried to make the connection. After several attempts, he unlocked the door, shouldered it and closed it behind him, and took a few steps toward the bathroom. A violent twist in his gut brought him short. A moan broke from the back of his throat. The awful pain oscillated, drawing back for an instant, then hitting him again, even more viciously than before. Clutching his middle, he fell to his knees, then pitched forward. Part of his body hit the tiled foyer, while his face thankfully landed on the hall's sage rug. The scented powder his mom used...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?